Just what does year two being here feel like for you? How comfortable are you and everything? And just what are the differences for you?
Yeah, I'm a lot more comfortable. I feel like I have a great feel of, you know, what it's like to be a pro. And I like my progress so far.
Is there a way to put into words, Amari, what that chemistry feels like between you and Derek in year two and how you just see it actually kind of coming to fruition out there?
Yeah, it's comfort. You know, I know with every route that I run, I know where Derek wants to go with the ball. I know how he wants to throw it. So that would be the best word to describe it.
Is it something that it was more sudden this year when you came back this year, or something that was gradual throughout last year? How would you assess that?
Yeah, it's been a process, definitely. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's communicating, because you can't run every route in one day, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just communicating and, you know, getting to know him and how he wants to, you know, throw the ball and things like that.
Is it easier to do that sort of stuff during off-season program, things like that, as opposed to when you're game planning each week?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to do it in the off season and when we're training, because in the season we're focused on, you know, a particular amount of plays, and, you know, so it's just different.
When you look back at last year, you were kind of hampered by some, you know, injury. How frustrating was that, because you started so well and then, you know, I think it was your ankle or your foot kind of acted up. Was that at all frustrating at the end of the year to maybe be able to finish as you could have if you were healthy?
Yeah, I mean, it's always frustrating when you can't, you know, do all the things that you really want to do out there. But, you know, injuries are a part of the game. But I did learn from it, you know.
Right.
You know, you're supposed to, you know, take care of your body and not take it lightly.
The fact that you still grinded through it and were out there a week, that kind of teach you something about yourself, that, you know, you were able to kind of fight through it and, you know, go out there and still have some games?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be productive for my team. You know, I was always taught to give 100% of what you have, so that's what I tried to do.
Derek said a bit ago that you're more talkative now, that you're able to show you who you really are, essentially. What would you attribute that to, Paul?
Probably just being around the guys for a longer amount of time. You know, I've never been the type of person to just, you know, walk into a building or a place that I've never been before and just, you know, be this, you know, outspoken person. So I just like to, you know, chill out first, see how things going, and then I guess whatever.
How was that Pro Bowl experience being out there around you? Probably guys you've been looking up to when you were a kid, things like that?
Yeah, it was a really, really fun and great experience. Got to talk to some of the, you know, the veterans on other teams who I really admire and look up to, guys like Adrian Peterson. And they gave me a lot of good advice.
Is that motivating to want to get back there?
Oh, it really is. Yeah, it was fun. It was a whole lot of fun. All the elite players are there. So, yeah.
Not only that, but you also had, I think, Jerry Rice and Michael Irvin there too, right?
Yeah.
Did you bounce a lot of things off of them?
Yeah, I got to talk to both of them. Got some knowledge from them. It's just a cool atmosphere to be around all those guys.
What's this atmosphere out here? What's it like going up against Sean Smith? I mean, obviously he was in the division last year, but to have him as a teammate and to go up against him in practice, how are you guys going to improve each other?
It's a great experience. He's a really talented player, but he's really smart. So, you know, it's kind of like a chess game out there. So, it's fun.
Do you guys kind of talk back and forth, babe? You know, like, I beat you on this route by doing this. Is there some good exchange there between the defenders too?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, today we had an exchange. He asked me what route I was running. So, yeah, we definitely help each other.